Yankee Hotel Foxtrot is the most recent album by the band Wilco, and it's already being called the record of the year by some rock critics. Getting the CD released was anything but easy, as a new documentary shows called I'm Trying to Break Your Heart. Los Angeles Times film critic Kenneth Turan.
It's sometimes more important for a documentary filmmaker to be lucky than good. Director Sam Jones turns out to be both. He was in the right place at the right time, and out of his experiences, he's produced a clear-eyed look inside the tumultuous world of rock music.
I know it's cool to bitch about your record label, you know? But, I mean, they're letting us make a record in our loft, and they haven't heard a word of it.
Filmmaker Jones is a well-known still photographer and director of commercials. For his first full-length film, he decided to make a documentary about the Chicago-based alternative band Wilco. He had no idea that the year he spent following the group would be the most dramatic of its career. It involved painful personnel changes and a widely publicized split with Wilco's record company.
Reprise Records is in a pretty serious state of flux, which I'm a bit nervous about. You know, I mean, I'm not worried about the record not coming out.
These two events turn out to be the film's dramatic centerpieces. The film's main draw, however, as it should be, is Wilco's music.
All I can see is black and white and white and pink, the blades blue that lay between the words I think on a page. I was meaning to send to you, I couldn't tell if to bring my art the way I wanted when I started writing this letter to you. If I could, you know, I would just hold your hand and you'd understand. I'm the man who loves you.
Singer Jeff Tweedy is Wilco's star and the principal writer of the band's thoughtful lyrics. He's a charismatic performer with the kind of sensitive good looks that haven't hurt his fan base and certainly contribute to his on-screen appeal. I Am Trying to Break Your Heart joins Wilco in the band's Chicago Loft studio as the musicians begin to work on what everyone thinks will be a pivotal album, the one that needs to take them to another level, both artistically and commercially.
Do you want
to
hear the new one again?
Can you guys tell me what it is about the drum sounds on this that's not happening?
Partially through interviews, but mostly by filming close-up in the studio, the film shows us how seriously Wilco takes its music.
I don't think well-defined, bright drums with presence and definition would serve the feel of that song.
And we see a wrangle between Tweedy and keyboard player and arranger Jay Bennett that is one of the most vivid examples of creative differences captured on film.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what the problem is. I don't.
I just want you to understand me.
Like, it's like watching a couple argue and knowing the divorce is coming.
I've been listening to you explain yourself.
And do you understand it?
Sure. I understand it.
Okay, why couldn't you just say I understand what you're saying?
I did.
The difficulties Wilco had in making its album Yankee Hotel Foxtrot are not the only things that draw you in. Once the band finishes, we see the workings of a dumbed-down record business that's not unlike what goes on in Hollywood.
Next thing I heard was that they asked us to change the record. I don't know what they wanted us to change.
The very things that made the album original led Wilco's label to turn it down because it lacked commercial appeal. I Am Trying to Break Your Heart is a cautionary tale about the creative process and the music business. What makes it great is that the filmmakers were there when it happened.
I am trying to break your heart.
The comments of Kenneth Turan, a film critic for the Los Angeles Times.